It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Can't Tread on Us is over, and I've got all the Fallout information for you right here on the interface. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at IYFWrestling.com. That had to be one of the wildest, craziest, most insane evenings of professional wrestling that IYFW has ever presented. There was no telling what was going to happen in that hot Whitehall Athletic Club on July the 14th. So let's talk about some of the major things that took place at this event. Pierre the Beast Vachon retained the In Your Face Wrestling Championship over Vigo when Vigo was disqualified by referee Dan Roberts. Now, there's been a lot of speculation that referee Dan Roberts has been showing favoritism towards Vigo. These two men have teamed up in the past in other wrestling organizations. But Minister Max Burton was standing right at ringside when Dan Roberts noticed Vigo trying to hit Pierre Vachon with the title belt. Although Vachon brought the belt into the ring himself, Dan Roberts took the belt from Vigo, and he had to do his job and disqualified the Force from the North. Pierre Vachon retained the title and got out of there in a quick hurry. But then Vigo grabbed hold of Dan Roberts and slammed him down to the canvas. A huge falling out between these two individuals. And from what I understand, when Can Tread on Us was over, Dan Roberts demanded that a camera crew follow him into a different area of the building so he could make a few statements about all the speculation. Also, that match between Pierre Vachon and Vigo had to happen way earlier in the evening than expected. That was to be the main event, but something happened in the locker room between these two men, and Minister Max Burton made the announcement that they had to have the match right away. So, the six-man tag team lumberjack match was now moved to the last spot, and Blood Money came out on top with the victory in that contest, Scott Scarsdale getting the jackpot on Loverboy Ricky Williams. Speaking of Loverboy Ricky Williams, we are also going to be hearing comments soon here at IYFWrestling.com from Ricky Williams and Jamar Magic Justice about the future of the Uprising. Now let's talk about the Savage Damon Ravage making another appearance there in Whitehall, New York, this time as a ticket-holding fan. He was sitting ringside with the sponsors of the evening, Wrestle Fudge, and he showed his ticket to various people throughout the building to show that it was legit. But we knew something was going to happen when CJ Scott, the Wolf, made his way to the ring, and it definitely did. The Wolf, CJ Scott, and Shiloh Robinson were facing each other. It was a very, very competitive matchup, and both men found themselves outside the ring when Damon Ravage decided to get in both of their faces. As the referee started to count, Shiloh Robinson realized before CJ did the count was up to 9, and Robinson got back in the ring just in time to beat the 10 count and win the matchup. Upon this, CJ and Damon got into a brutal fight right there on the floor. There was security, the referees, other wrestlers having to separate these two men. Damon Ravage was thrown out of the building. CJ Scott was restrained back to the locker room, and Minister Max Burton announced that because of that altercation, CJ has been suspended from the August 4th Heat Strike show, and Damon Ravage has been barred from the building. And the rumors were confirmed that night. Michael Anthony is the new manager of Pure Dynamite, and he has become a definite asset to these two men as they were able to defeat one of the most prominent tag teams on the independent scene today. Pure Dynamite defeated the Killer Steves right in the middle of the ring, and it doesn't seem like Michael Anthony is going to be wasting time in getting Pure Dynamite up the rankings in the tag team division for IYFW. Michael Anthony, he wants revenge on Blood Money, and this is going to be his ticket. We're going to find out very soon if Pure Dynamite will be getting a tag team title match at Heat Strike on August 4th. Other matches that took place that night, the mighty Franz Roddy defeated the Shaft Bobby Ocean. This was a great back and forth technical matchup. Also, we saw the Pillar Roman Dominguez defeat Ian Daniels by submission with the Ark of Constantine. Drake Evans was victorious in his four-way free-for-all matchup. And Good Lord Willing defeated the Rickety Rocket, who is accompanied by his new partner in crime fighting, you might say, Babs Booster. So I don't know if it was the heat in the building that night or whatever it was, but there was so much insanity that night. When this becomes available at IYFWrestling.com, you've got to check it out. But now we need to look to the future, and the future for IYFW is two shows in the month of August, and the first one coming up is August 4th's Heat Strike. Now, Minister Max Burton made the announcement, although it be a very surprising announcement, of the main event for this event. It will be a tag match. The Pillar Roman Dominguez has been teamed up with the Force from the North, Vigo, against Drake Evans and the IYFW champion, Pierre the Beast Vachon. These four men have faced each other before in tag team competition. They faced off at the Brass Ring back in November, but that time it was Evans teaming with Vigo and Dominguez teaming with Vachon. Now the teams have been completely mixed up, And who knows that these men can compete in that match as viable tag teams to get the victory that night. We have also gotten confirmation that Liam McFerrin will be defending the IYFW Newbury Championship against Blood Money member the Rio Robert L. Coleman. We hope to have more matches and talent confirmed for the August 4th Heat Strike Show very soon here at IYFWrestling.com, but if we can go a little bit further into the future and talk about the Coronation Cup Tournament on Saturday, August 18th. IYFW fans know about this. It's the annual show. There are two four-way free-for-all matches that take place, the Block A and the Block B, and the two winners face each other that same evening in the finals. The winner becomes the next top contender to the In-Your-Face Wrestling Champion, whoever that may be, and it looks like the winner of the tournament this year will get their shot on Saturday, September 8th, when IYFW returns to the Ballston Area Community Center. Well, I've got a quick exclusive for you right here, folks. I've already got two confirmed names who will be in the Coronation Cup on August 18th. Both these men had victories last night here at Can't Tread on Us, and they have earned their spots in the tournament. They are megastar Michael Monroe, who won the Coronation Cup tournament back in 2010, and the mighty Franz Roddy, the only Triple Crown winner in IYFW history, has made his way into the Coronation Cup tournament. That leaves six slots open for other competitors, and we're going to find out hopefully very soon on who's going to be taking those positions. Well, I think that's going to do it for this edition of The Interface. What a crazy night it was, folks. I still can't believe all the craziness, all the mayhem, the anarchy that took place in Whitehall, New York. Saturday, August 4th, Heat Strike. There's going to be a lot to be talking about this one, too. Keep checking us back here at iWebWrestling.com for more matches to be announced about that show. Thanks to the great fans in Whitehall once again for coming out that night, and we thank you all very much here at iWebWrestling.com. This is Joey LaRocque.